Happy Friday, everyone. Real quick, I know it's been a minute, but I stopped by to share something with you. As we know, Valentine's Day is approaching, and I wanted to just put something on your mind as you go out and purchase gifts for your significant other, your whoever that special person is in your life. When I think about Valentine's Day, I think about the candy and the gifts and, you know, getting caught up in the moment. But then I think about the heart, the matters of the heart. And I know that there are some very genuine, loving people with good hearts. And they have been assigned to us by God, but they're overlooked because of what they look like. And I want to say, never mind that beautiful face or that handsome face and the type of gift that we receive or gifts that we receive. What does that person's heart look like? Or better yet, what does your heart look like? Sometimes we miss out on building some of the best relationships with people because we pass them on by based off what they look like. And so I want to encourage you to not get so caught up in what you see that it hinders you from what you need to be doing, who you need to be working with, hindering you from what you believe, or hindering you from your blessing. Don't allow what you see to block your blessing. Because I know tons of beautiful people, physical appearances, with some nasty souls. And I also know tons of people who have been overlooked based off of what they look like. But they are some of the sweetest, kindest individuals. Sweet spirits. And so I just wanted to say that don't get so caught up in the day, because the 14th is just one day. What are you going to do on the 15th? Better yet, what does the rest of your month look like? What does the rest of your year look like? So I just want to say that matters of the heart is important. Evaluate yourself. Evaluate the people that you are actually with. And this is not to bash anybody. I'm not trying to kill anybody's vibe or mood. I just want you to be mindful that there are really some great people out there with good hearts who are waiting on you. Your next blessing could be right there by the person or within the person that you keep looking over because of what you see. I pray that you have a great week. I pray that you, the weekend is here, but I pray that you have a great weekend, a great rest of the month, a great rest of the year. And remember, don't allow what you see to hinder what you believe, because guess what? When we change our mindset, we change our lives, baby. You go have a great day. You be blessed. Bye-bye.